This unedited copy of the authentic audio registration with Joel S. Goldsmith is under copyright protection.
Good evening. And this is the first evening of the first Holland Closed Class. October 1955. And you who are here evidently have come because something in the message of the infinite way, whether it was in what I have said to you or what you have read in the messages or both, you have found something in it that finds a response within you, something that tells you either this is it or that you want to know more about it. Now, watch those two points very carefully. Either you already know that this is the message so far as you are concerned. We're not saying that this is the only message there is in all the world. We're saying that some of you feel already that this is the message so far as you are concerned. If you have reached that point, then you are at the place where you will need to devote several years to the study of these writings, and if possible, recordings, until the principles which are revealed in this message are clearly understood, probably intellectually at first, but spiritually understood now or later. It means a consecration. Because while truth is one, so far as you are concerned, there is only one principle of truth that you can live and demonstrate. You cannot live a spiritual truth and a mental truth and a theological truth all in the same lifetime. Each one has a path. For some, the path is the way of the church, the way of ceremonies and rites and forms. There are those who must have that for their religious life. And there are others who require a mental science, something that will enable you to think your way through life, something that will enable you to reason your way to God, something that will satisfy your reasoning instincts. Now, if you come under those first two headings, you will soon drop away from this, because this will not satisfy you. This will not enable you to indulge the emotions of church worship, nor will it enable you to satisfy your reasoning mind. Not that it isn't reasonable, but that it frankly states you cannot accomplish anything of a spiritual nature through reason. You will see more about that later. Now, on the spiritual path, there are still two ways that could be followed. There is the purely mystical approach in which you do not concern yourself with the letter of truth at all. You just live in an interior contact with God and virtually live separate and apart from God. That type of mystic usually lives, the women in convents and the men in monasteries, and they live a continuous life of prayer, and they accomplish much good for the world because of their interior prayers and contact with the world. But they are not the mystics of our work. The mystics of our work do live that life probably one half of the time. Only they do not have to go to monasteries or convents to live it. They stay right in their business or homes, or eventually come into the healing work exclusively or teaching. But this approach is the mystical way of life, that is, it is a life that is lived in conscious communion with God, but it is reached usually through a conscious knowing of the truth, that is, through a knowledge of the letter of truth. And those are the two points that I will explain to you in these lessons, because without them, you will have no foundation with which to continue. With them, you will be able to take the writings and, if possible, recordings, and between them, you will be able to bring about such a development in your own spiritual experience in 1 year that you'll have a difficult time recognizing yourself as the same person of this year or last year. It depends, however, on the devotion to it. It depends on the amount of consecration to it and the ability to live in a single-pointed way, that is, hold one's mind straightly to the purpose and the word, the message. The ability, really, to hold this truth up as a banner in front of you with which to face any and every situation in life. Let me be specific for a moment. Let us suppose that we wake up tomorrow and remember that we have a hard day ahead of us. We have some difficult things that have to be done. There may be business appointments, or there may be things concerning the home. There may be things concerning family relationships, but let us say that they're difficult. We know that what we have to face today is going to make it a hard day, and I wonder if I really know how to get through. I wonder, can I succeed in what I have to do, or what will come through? That's the way this day meets us in the morning. And with this message of the infinite way, you would immediately bring to bear and hold it right up here as a banner to the situation. You would bring to bear some spiritual passage, either from scripture or from our writings. And let us say that for this purpose, we would remember a passage of this kind. He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. Now that's right out of scripture. He that is within me is greater than he that is in the world. And then we'd feel a sense of release inside, and we'd say, oh, thank God, there is something within me, a presence, a power, that is greater than the situation that I have to face today, and it will carry me through. Or, if you don't know that one, it may come to you, and this is another Bible passage, he performeth that which is given me to do. Oh, you say, I don't really have to do it. He performeth that. I just have to carry my body there and then let him go through the motions. And again, that wonderful sense of release comes, and you go out joyfully with, oh, I'm just going along for the ride. He performeth that which is given me to do. Thank heavens there's a Bible in the world to remind me that the responsibility is not on my shoulder, but on his shoulder. Now you can see what a different day that would give you if instead of going out all by your lonesome,